We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go.
Afternoons on the Score. Be alone.
What our stakes should be for Who Do You Love this year. We need some sort of season-long bet.
Care to make it interesting?
You won't co-host a full show with the Grobber.
I didn't say it that way. The Grobber or anybody else. Look, I'm only a few years away when they say Mac. How about 11 to 5?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Chicken. Yeah. Instead of chicken salad, it becomes chicken soup.
What?
Oh, that's going to be great. It's going to be perfect hosting overnights.
Oh, well, what could possibly go wrong?
It's just after 11 p.m. and joining us here on what we consider a very historic evening.
I've never met a microphone that I didn't like, and I'm willing to, you know, I'll do 24 hours if they'll let me.
No, please, no. Let's spend the
night together. I like this kind of party. Now I need you more
than ever. It's something, it's a newer type of situation. You know what's
they'll strike a little, oil out of the clear blue sky that none of us expect.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It was an experience that I won't soon forget. 6 hours overnight, paying off a bet from Who Do You Love with Les Grobstein.
If everybody, or anybody, I should say, who's the one who was up all night, if anybody ever spots oil coming from a clear blue sky, don't let me know about it. I don't want to see it. No. That's imagery that I just don't want anything to do with. The only thing I can think of that's worse would be frogs falling out of a clear blue sky.
Locusts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, they say strike oil, get rich.
Out of the sky, though?
I don't know. The devil's oil? I don't know. It seems possibly.
Devil's oil now legal in Illinois.
That's true. 601.
It's a good year to be parking.
Everything's coming up, me. This hour on The Score brought to you by Pearle Vision. Nobody cares for your eyes more than Pearle. You know who got the best news today? Zion Williamson. Duke just released the news, a grade one right knee sprain. That is the lowest possible, not demarcation. What would be the word?
Delineation.
Delineation would be better. Yeah, delineation.
Let's go with grade.
Grade of a knee sprain. He is officially day-to-day. So.
Okay.
Totally dodged bullet for Zion Williamson.
No harm, no foul.
He still might choose to shut it down. I'll be surprised. It's his decision. I'll be surprised because I looked at that as a one in a million fluke situation.
I've never had a shoe go like that. Never moved like he does, but I've never seen it before. It's only happened once in an NBA or college game, right?
That I've seen,
Manu Ginobili.
Yeah, Manu Ginobili back in like 2010, 2011. That's the only one the internet's found. And I do remember that one. It was weird, but not quite as jarring as last night, 33 seconds into a game with a 285-pound 19-year-old in front of Barack Obama when people are paying $10,000 to sit in the first row.
$10,000, and the attraction that made you dig that deep is now a spectator, and he's gone for the night, 33 seconds into a ball game, and he's finished, and you're wondering if he's going to play again the rest of the year, and you say, why did I spend all that money?
I can't feel bad for the person that can spend $10,000 on a regular season college basketball game. I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw Jordan play in person was 85, and I got the tickets for free. Swirsky gave me the tickets when I was interning for him at GN, and Jordan left in the first quarter with an injury and did not return.
Oh, man.
And I didn't pay anything, and I was pissed.
Of course. You just waste the time.
You come here to see the Pacers? Right. Actually, a lot of guys in the Pacers I knew and liked, so that's probably not honest.
Okay.
Clark Kellogg was a pal. But, yeah, I went to see Jordan. I hadn't seen Jordan. Okay, there's Jordan. There goes Jordan.
By the way,
Mark File trotting him downstairs.
At DannyMac670 on Twitter, Mac has removed all appearances of fake humbleness and vanity, and his Capellini Pescatori, the pictures have been shared. Looks delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It looks. You're a talented chef.
Yeah, the scallops a little shy of hockey puck size, but large scallops. Yeah,
it's bigger than hail.
I find shellfish to be different from other fish in that the larger they are, it seems the more flavor they have. Have you ever noticed how flavorless little bitty shrimp are? You get that cheap ring of shrimp
you take to somebody.
Yes, it doesn't have the same flavor as big ass jumbo prawns do. And I feel the same way about scallops. Now, with fish, the smaller a walleye fillet is, the better it tastes.
All right.
Yeah.
See, more you know. That's what I'm saying. You're going to teach me a lot of things over these years.
Sure. Do the opposite in most cases.
No, well, I don't know if I get. It's not quite the same. Last night, I might have learned 1,000 things from Les, but I have no idea if any of them are true. Tanny has pulled some of the audio highlights, if you'd like to hear some of these. But I truly will say it was an experience I won't forget. Les is an institution. And some people would say maybe you should be in an institution, but
that's been said about Grobstein before.
Yeah,
yes,
but we're lucky to have live and local overnights, and it will not be my last appearance on Score Overnights with Les Grobstein. I'll probably do some occasionally after the national show on Sundays because we had a lot of fun and all 6 hours of the show. So I the extra hour from what was required from the bet. Available at 670thescore.com, the podcast page. Les has it. It's all on the social media pages. But here are some of the clips, and I don't remember exactly how the show started, but Tanny has it for us.
It's just after 11 p.m., and joining us here on what we consider a very historic evening.
I've never met a microphone that I didn't like, and I'm willing to, you know, I'll do 24 hours if they'll let me.
We're going to take a quick break here. Danny Parkus joining us now all the way up until 5 o'clock in the morning when it'll be the Mully and Haw show.
Yeah, that did happen.
A Parkus in Highland, any relation?
No.
He was Greek, though. You don't have any Greek blood, do you?
No, didn't drop the N. Yeah, Parkins.
First name was Gus. Imagine that, a Gus Parkus.
Gus Parkus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strong name.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay with Danny Parkins. But yeah, I didn't take it personally. It would not be the first thing that would be mispronounced as we go on.
You're going to hear all of them.
We're going to take a quick break here. Danny Parkus, join us.
Parker, Parky, Perkins. What else?
Oh, I mean Parkinson's.
Yes, that's a common one.
Yeah.
I saw that on Facebook the other day. Enjoy the work you're doing with Parkinson's.
Yeah, I get that one all the time.
Thanks. I donate every year at a friend of mine's golf outing because his father died with Parkinson's.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's not what it's for. Probably my favorite, like, random hilarity moment of the night was just take you behind the scenes. We've had this audio change over. We've had the new system. There's been complications. It's no one behind the board's fault. It's happened to everybody.
Yep.
Herb Lawrence worked until midnight. And so the first hour that I was there, Herb was behind the board, and he had multiple hours of experience already with
it. Right, starting with Lawrence at 6. Yep.
Right, so he did 11 to midnight. And then when Adam Stasinski and Withers came in, and they were behind the glass, and Mike Chen was overseeing it as kind of the authority who had been more trained on it to make sure that the transition from Herb to Les's guys went smoothly. This happened.
Oh boy!
Oh wow!
Working on these computers here. That believe me, that's not Adam's fault. It's not Zach's fault. But the guy who's laughing his butt off in there is Mike Chen. They're having a ball.
Yeah. Well, all right, hey, my bad, guys.
Well, you just panicked and just started pointing at us.
Why did you say my bad? I already absolved you of anything wrong.
Oh, but I mean that.
I look out for my people here.
Oh, listen, absolutely. We know that it's all on the equipment and the machine, but the best part of that was that he just panicked and just pointed. You're such a good. Just talk.
Mike, okay. Do I take care of my people? When I went to Houston, did I bring you back one of those cool Yao Ming shirts?
Oh, did you bring back Mike Chen a Yao Ming shirt?
Yao Ming had his number retired that night. The Bulls had – that was when the Patriots rallied past the Falcons in Houston in that Super Bowl. So I was there that week doing my show every night, and the Bulls happened to play Thursday of that week. So I figured, all right, the Bulls are here. I'm going to go cover that too. And they retired Yao Ming's number, and they gave away awesome shirts that were in both English and Chinese. And I brought one back because, of course, Mike Chen. How much Chinese can you speak? Just a little bit. I don't think you're fluent to it, are you? No, he's not. He's as American as you and I are. But when I brought
like
him back,
Yao
when
Ming,
I said, here, this is from Yao Ming, and he got a kick out of it. I guess some of his family members did, too. And it was a pretty cool souvenir that I got him.
That's awesome. I was dying.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't contain my laughter.
Wow.
He's as American as you or I. I was like, yeah, he is. Chinese American, Mike Chen. Here's a Yao Ming jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so good. Oh, God. Again, you can listen to all 6 hours on the podcast page, but then...
I went to Philadelphia this past October to see a Flyers game, and I bought a Wayne Simmons jersey for my friend Lawrence Holm because I figured he's got to be a fan, right?
Right.
I said, hey, Lawrence, they got one. Flyers got one. You should wear this Wayne Simmons sweater.
It was so awesome.
That it was accidental in the arrival.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the beauty of that.
So, like, I was dying because...
Remember that time I bought you an egg roll?
Yeah.
Take care of my people.
It was so good. I loved every minute of it. It was amazing.
Shep, you're Polish. Remember that time I got pierogies for you?
That's right. Yeah. I remember that.
I brought them in here. Figured you ought to have some of those.
That's right.
Your people eat a lot of them.
That's right.
Joe Pavelski, next trip to San Jose.
It was so nice of you to give me matzo recently. Like, here, put on some weight. Here's some matzo. Here's some unleavened bread.
They look funny on his table.
Yes.
Woo, doggy.
He's as American as you and me. I was like, yeah, I know. It was amazing. Okay, well, so then.
What a goof. God, is he a goof. Well-intentioned, kind goof.
I honestly was like, we're not topping it. We're 1 hour and 1 minute into this.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, it's impossible to top it. I was so happy. It honestly propelled me for the next 3 hours. Like, I was so happy.
There's no wonder you couldn't sleep this morning when you got back home.
Steph,
you're not going to believe this.
Yeah, it was so good.
You got a guy at the station who's of Asian origin, and Les bought him a Yao Ming shirt.
It was so good. So then...
Wow!
Oh, God. Okay.
And I told the guy who sold it to me, I know one.
Yeah, right. It's a lot, but I know one. Oh. Okay.
Mike, how much Chinese do you speak? Oh, none.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. He wasn't on mic because he was overseeing the whole thing. So he's just shaking his head like, no, none. We know each other. I work with you. So then later on, we had been talking about historical events and, you know, callers overnight, they'll talk about anything. They'll just call up and doesn't matter if we weren't talking about it or anything. And he asked Les for his input on a historic Chicago news time.
Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Les. How you guys doing?
Joe, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Say hi to Danny Parkins.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Hello.
Les, what was it like from 1972 to 1978 Chicago when John Wayne Gacy was killing?
It was terrible. It was obviously terrible.
Yeah, oh my! That must have been everywhere in the sports news, everything, right?
It's terrible.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, no,
I can't top that word. Yeah, I probably could. There are a lot of things that are terrible.
I was like, it was
unspeakable.
I was thinking, I was like, if Mac is listening, I'm going to get the text. I get the same thing.
Yes, and what I said during, right as we're listening to it, I said I did the I got the same thing mechanic.
Yeah,
it's like, we have a mechanic for a scene in Social Network.
That's right. Yeah. Same thing. That's an Academy Awards. He's just like, it was terrible. What more do you want to know?
That guy was playing with him, though.
I don't know.
That guy was so playing with him. It must have been all over the sports pages.
Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Les. How you guys doing?
Joe, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Say hi to Danny Parkins.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Hello.
Les, what was it like from 1972 to 1978 Chicago when John Wayne Gacy was killing?
It was terrible. It was obviously terrible.
Yeah, oh my God, that must have been everywhere in the
He's playing with him.
Maybe.
He absolutely.
I'll be honest, it was tough to tell.
How do you come up with that question? You just.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
What were the historical things you were discussing beforehand?
That led to historical calls. I think when he said that he was the biggest NASA fan. I asked him about Neil Armstrong. Then we started talking about the Challenger explosion. Then I asked him about Kennedy.
So space disasters or space chases to then getting to John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, it went from the Challenger to Kennedy. And then I think like 30 or 40 minutes passed before that call came in. And then he asked about Gacy and the murders. But also there's famous Les Grobstein audio, the history of asking Super Bowl questions to the halftime acts.
Sure.
So I wanted to follow up on the famous question to Madonna.
Who was the most famous woman that you saw around those 90s Bulls?
This was after the 90s Bulls. I got to interview Madonna at a Super Bowl.
I've heard the audio, but I'm saying.
And I tried to be a wise guy. I talked about how Cubs, when they were playing on the road, and this is before they won a championship, and one time in St. Louis when they took the field, they started to play Like a Virgin because they hadn't won a championship. So the Cardinals were kind of sticking it to them a little bit. So I asked her about it, and she goes, well, she didn't like the question too much. She says, I'm just glad they liked my songs.
Wait, but so what, you were trying to be
cute.
You were trying to be cute with Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, no, it was great. It's great audio. I didn't know you were trying to be cute.
That was 1 week after I talked to two of the members of the Who.
It's a big week.
Well, that was about a year later.
A year and a week later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to talk to Fergie and a couple members of the Black Eyed Peas.
Not bad.
And some others. And we got to talk to certain people at the Super Bowl. I was going to talk to Lady Gaga, and I was in line to ask her a question 2 years ago. It turned out a couple of people that were asking questions were her people, and it was all set up, and they weren't going to let any media people ask questions. And they were asking completely bogus questions. And then, oh, sorry, we're out of time out. And we all knew that whole thing was just a setup.
It's terrible.
She was afraid to let anybody ask her questions, per se. And you know what? That was her right, I guess.
Les Grobstein, getting cute with Madonna.
Did you get into any of the questions that were bad questions, by any chance? He said they were asking her stupid questions.
He said that
Did he amplify on that?
Not really. He said that there were just two people like that were from her team that were like planted questions
in order to get
something like that going on. But yeah, I honestly like it was. I did not feel like I had lost a bet this morning. A little tired, but it was a treasure trove of information. And for many people that were listening, they just call Les and they had no idea that I was there. It was very humbling.
312-644-6767. I think our lines are jammed right now. Let's go to Rockford. What's up, Joe? Good morning.
Hey, morning, Les. How are you, man?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Les?
Okay, it's not just me. Danny Parkins is here, too.
Cool.
So what's on your mind today?
Danny Parkins. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Sure. Hey, Les.
Good move. Good move. Stay out of their way.
I'm sure
there's something about Bill Bonham's 20-loss season with the Cubs in the 70s that's around the corner. So just kick your feet up and be part of the furniture park.
312-644-6767. I think our lines are jammed right now. Let's go to Rockford. What's up, Joe? Good morning.
Hey, morning, Les. How are you, man?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Yeah, people ask, yes, I talked to him about Urlacher and Danielle Manning. I talked to him about whether or not more people call in stoned or drunk. Talked to him. He said that he never smoked, doesn't drink, leaves a clean, healthy lifestyle. So, you know, we found another way that him and I were different. And so, yeah, it's all there in the podcast page. We can't replay the entire thing right now, but it was an unbelievable experience.
All right. Is he ever going to – he's not going to bend. But what was the conversation regarding sportsmanship for a teammate? How did that resolve? An ex-teammate does something big in a game. Brian Urlacher gives him a little bit of a nice job, Daniel Manning, and less is all.
He actually –
incensed. He coming around to saying sportsmanship's okay 7 years later?
A little.
How about that?
Yeah. He didn't like the stakes of the game and the history or something, but you know, overall he agrees that he probably went too hard in that moment, but still very strong against robot umpires. We covered that. Very strong that
cybermetrics
that Pluto is a planet.
Uh-huh.
Also, the millennium generation,
right?
He's got awesome thoughts on that. Told Muhammad Ali stories, Jordan stories. These are
Marlo Stanfield and The Wire would say it sounds like one of them good problems. Have you seen The Wire, Les? It's an HBO show.
A little bit of it, yeah.
You have?
They put some good stuff on there.
On HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. The Wire is great. You should check it out.
312-644-6767.
Tell your Wire story walking, Millennium.
Yep. 65 and a 40 right through.
They put some good stuff on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Pretty good.
Some people watch it for that reason.
Pretty good.
He's kind of awesome in a weird way.
That's what I'm saying. It was just 6 hours of that. We would go down a conversational road, and then it would change, and I'd follow him there. It was amazing. I loved every freaking minute.
I will make a prediction, though. As much as you're beaming about this today, and you've already offered your services on a semi-regular basis, right?
Once a month, we're going to check in and make sure you're following through with Les on that.
Here's what happens the next time it happens.
Okay.
Before the clock strikes two, you will be asking yourself, why did I do this a second time? It's never as good as it was the first time through, and you say, oh my God, I got to plow through three more hours of this. It's quite a thing, the Les Grobstein show.
It really is. No, I'm not going to do the full experience again unless there's some sort of special occasion or I lose another bet. But a segment or two or an hour after I do the national show, if I'm feeling live, sure. Listen, the opportunity to have the Mike Chen broken system moment happen, it was just too good.
Is Mike here today? I want to see if he's wearing his Yao Ming shirt.
let's see. And by the way, Texter's pointing out that it wasn't a gift; it was a giveaway that he regifted. So I want to catch that detail.
Oh, he spared no expense. He elbowed
a kid. Of his guys.
He elbowed a kid. The bull that floats around in Houston. They barely have an inflatable rocket that floats around dropping shirts. Les boxed out a 10-year-old to get Mike Chen his gift because he must like Yao Ming. That's my guy.
Oh boy!
Oh wow!
Working on these computers here. That believe me, that's not Adam's fault. It's not Zach's fault. But the guy who's laughing his butt off in there is Mike Chen. They're having a ball.
Yeah. Well, hey, my bad, guys.
Well, you just panicked and just started pointing at us.
Why did you say my bad? I already absolved you of anything wrong.
Oh, but I mean that.
No I look out for my people here.
Oh, me! Listen, absolutely. We know that it's all on the equipment and the machine. But the best part of that was that he just panicked and just pointed. Just talk,
Mike. Okay. Do I take care of my people? When I went to Houston, did I bring you back one of those cool Yao Ming shirts?
Oh, did you bring back Mike Chen a Yao Ming shirt?
Yao Ming had his number retired that night. The Bulls had. It was when the Patriots rallied past the Falcons in Houston in that Super Bowl. So I was there that week doing my show every night, and the Bulls happened to play Thursday of that week. So I figured, all right, the Bulls are here. I'm going to go cover that too. And they retired Yao Ming's number, and they gave away awesome shirts that were in both English and Chinese. And I brought one back because, of course, Mike Chen, how much Chinese can you speak? Just a little bit. I don't think you're fluent to it, are you? No, he's not. He's as American as you and I are. But when I brought him back, when I said, here, this is from Yao Ming, and he got a kick out of it. I guess some of his family members did, too. And it was a pretty cool souvenir that I got him.
That's awesome.
They got a kick out of it. I'm sure they did.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
He takes care of his people.
Yeah, and those type of follow-up questions from our own Danny Parkins, that's what gets himself loved by everyone in town.
I know.
Popular.
Why did you bring him a T-shirt?
Why'd you get,
you had to ask.
Yeah, I had to. I had to put the last name on
Fill in the blank for me, would you, fella?
Whiteboard this for the audience, why you would get Mike Chen the Yao Ming shirt. Caller 18 at the Scores Contest Line, 312-591-6700. You win a four-pack of tickets to the golf show featuring special guest Robbie Gold, February 22nd to the 24th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. For tickets, go to chicagogolfshow.com. Excuse me, chicagogolfshow.com. Caller number 18 right now. We are McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Sports Station.
I wasn't sure how many bullets left I had left in the gun.
Right.
Being around a lot of younger guys has helped. It sounded to me like when we chatted briefly, like you're out of professional bullets yourself. Am I reading you right?
I mean, you get through it. You do something long enough, and unless there's something that comes and makes you alive, it's hard to keep going. So I applaud Danny Parkins for standing next to you.
Well, thank you. I'm keeping him young. I'm keeping him in the game.
Yeah, you got to keep him going, baby. He's good, man. He's good. He's one of the all-time best.
I call him a legend, and he goes, no, you're only a legend after you die. I'm like, well, then what do I call you? I guess just Danny Mac.
Still grinding.
Yeah. Dan McNeil.
Oh, there it is. There's the score head in him. Chicagoan William Peterson, William Al, Billy Peterson, celebrating his 66th birthday today. It was great to have him on board a few weeks ago. And Parkins, I'm glad you were here for that conversation because it was fun and we could have chopped it up for another hour on the movie industry and how television is kicking the movie industry's ass. And Peterson's partly responsible for it. He's got his fingerprints on that because of the enormous success of CSI. But happy birthday to Billy.
That's your most A-list celebrity friend?
Yes. I joke with him that he's my trophy friend. And you wouldn't know it, though, if he pulls up in the neighborhood because he drives like a soccer mom car.
Well, that's what allows him to not work anymore, too.
Yes. It has, when we were having a conversation outside Erie Cafe when we were plotting that possible HBO show, they've got a lot of good content on
HBO. They do some good stuff on there.
And he walked outside with me to have a smoke, and he pointed to where he's living. He said, that's my building right over there. And I said, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not the whole thing. I just live there. But my favorite is To Live and Die in L.A., 1985. That's my favorite William Peterson role, in which you'd like the movie, I think. It's a bit dated, but there isn't a character in it with any redeeming qualities. Everybody is corrupt in some way. Everybody's working an angle. Crooked cops doing anything to get their guy, even if it means murdering an agent accidentally along the way. So and nobody really survives. Yeah, it's good. I think you'd like it.
All right.
To Live and Die in L.A. 1985 was the year it was produced. That's my favorite.
I will check it out.
No, you won't.
I mean, it's something that I've checked.
It doesn't play often. It's not on
Greenwich
a lot.
Village.
Yeah.
He's what I loved also from our conversation was like you could tell the genuine Chicago-ness. You know what I mean? That's a Chicago acting legend,
yeah.
True score guy, and credits this city for a huge part of cultivating his creativity.
I've known a handful of guys over the years who have got what we call an all wish we had FU money, but there is not a pretentious bone in his body. He's a genuine fan of the radio stations and has been for years. And hopefully he comes back to town this summer and has enough time so we can get out and play a round of golf with him because he loves to golf. He loves going to Cubs games. And he's just a regular dude, regular guy with a lot of money in the bank.
That's all right.
Well, it'd be stupid to have it at a bank. Invested. He's got some money.
I don't know if it's stupid to have it in a bank.
Well, it depends on in what form it appears in the bank. If you've got $10 million in a savings account, that's stupid.
You can put it in better places.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Make
your money work for you. Yeah. Sure.
He must have butt-dialed me a few weeks after when we had him on.
Oh, yeah?
Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
So I called him back and I said, so you were so impressed by the kid that you want to do that show we talked about. And apparently not. He never returned the call. So it must have been a butt dial.
By the way, the Scores NHL trade deadline coverage is sponsored by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Visit AmyWillSellYourHome.com. The NHL trade deadline is Monday. Bottom of the hour on the Score was brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Coach Collins and the Cats at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season for games against Minnesota and Ohio State. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. You were just saying you were talking to Rich Campbell, who's hosting with Shep tonight from 6 to 10. He's a big Washington Capitals fan. Les, last night, told me, and this is all on the podcast, he said, you know, they're fans, and he helped spread the knowledge of this term, that they, when they were mad at their team, they would call them the Crapitals. So I learned that last night, and that he also
Les coined that phrase.
No, he said they're fans did it, but he helped spread the popularity of it. But
that certainly sounds like something he'd say.
But the one that he did coin was Gary Bettman is Beavis Bettman. He told me that he coined that phrase for the NHL commissioner.
You know what? The NHL should give away T-shirts, and he can pawn them off as gifts to people.
I'm just telling you.
I coined this phrase.
I played in for that. You suck this morning. Like, this is a historic day.
90% White Sox, I'm assuming.
You know, I'll tell you.
Or were you not paying attention?
No, I was paying attention. Yeah. The best part of it for that, you suck, was there were six or seven calls on the line. And we just fired the open, and then the callers that were on the line just turned into, and for that, you suck calls.
Uh-huh. Everybody knows the game.
Some of them knew. They're like, oh, okay, I'll say this guy sucks.
I'll go along with it.
It was
great.
It was awesome. It was like I said.
And for those of you, the texters continue regarding your overnight with Les. No, Danny did not. He was not able to find a way to ask him the million-dollar question, is it true? Maybe next time Danny will ask him about his package.
Yeah, I know. He's coming in for Can't Do It.
I'll ask him.
There we go.
I've already asked him.
Well?
I've done everything but ask him to show.
Well?
I'll ask him that.
Video stream.
All right. They don't have that problem overnight.
Well, we can step in the hallway. I want confirmation.
No, during Can't Do It.
Oh, you want a video stream. I thought you were saying we can't do it because of the video stream.
No,
that's what I interpreted
Shep's
comment
to
me.
I'm saying do it because of the video stream. Get Brian Gertz's numbers through the roof.
What's Entercom's policy on something so ludicrous?
Don't ask it, don't tell, I think is what it is.
Don't
when mama don't know, don't hurt.
Apologize later? Is that the philosophy here? We didn't think anyone would have a problem.
Just want to be impressed, honestly. Trying to leave a mark on the audience.
Bask in its greatness.
Shep and Rich Campbell join us for Transition next on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That's a question I'm not going to answer, Rich.
I hear the people talk.
Transition on the Score with Nick Shepkowski and the man I haven't seen in far too long, Rich Campbell, Bears beat reporter for the Tribune. What's up, man?
Is that a Trussman?
It sounded like right Mark with a C, Trussman. Yeah,
it was.
Sure
that's
did.
A question I'm not going to answer, Rich.
Yeah, so that's trusty.
He didn't stop answering questions until just about the very end. That must have been from December 2014, because otherwise he was pretty good. But yeah, at the end he
Well, and he'd show up 35 minutes late towards the end, too. Second half of 20 was a
That's a question I'm not going to answer, Rich.
The bolts got loose.
Yeah.
And the pieces started falling off by then.
Looking forward to hearing this flight tonight with Shep and Rich Campbell. Rich and I were just talking in the hallways about what it's like for beat reporters in training camp when you feel like it's Groundhog Day before a week goes by. And if you're in Sox camp right now, it's not even March. And the story is over. The story everybody's been been waiting for is over, and I'm sure you're so looking forward to Bourbonnais because while you love your job, though, it's got to feel like, my God, when does this thing end?
Yeah, but in this case, now, okay, different Bourbonnais coming up down the road in July and August because, okay, they're good. They've got championship expectations, but to your point about the White Sox, oh, my gosh, I mean, it's a desert.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's nothing for you.
Is John Jay on the trade block yet?
Right.
Like, what's the story of?
Because nobody
I
want to
know they're doing the locker.
Tim Anderson and his boat, like his boat chase and his boat running things over. Like, that's the one thing to look for in Arizona.
You got to entertain yourself first and foremost. You know, the audience is one thing.
That's good journalism.
How do you get through yourself?
That's what they teach you, actually, in year three of journalism school. It's all about you.
You better find some players on the team with some common interests. You know, golf. You can talk about anything else going on. And, you know, gambling, college hoops. And, you know, find out the guys who went to college. Mm-hmm. And there you go. That's step one.
That's something that is really in our favor when it comes to being at training camps. When you do this, radio, whether you're a reporter or you're hosting shows, you're there for a few days and you're gone. And I always felt for the guys, see you later. Enjoy tomorrow. It's going to be just like today was. And you've only got three more weeks of it.
You feel bad on the football side of it because the news that breaks up that monotony is injuries.
Yep.
You know, oh, yeah, man, finally got that broken arm we've been waiting for.
I hate it.
2014, I believe, where Marquise Wilson dove and broke his collarbone and his injury, you know, he gets carted off. And, you know, that just shows you the level of, you know, what the Bears were working with at this point. And an injury like that would be seismic. But that was it. You know, first week of August, all right, we got something here. Now, the one year with the Martellus Bennett choke slam of Kyle Fuller, that was also pretty good. Two high-profile players. It's a little different. It's a little bit more juice, but you start getting real desperate and when you're rooting for another guy to get hurt or something like that.
Yeah, the days in southwestern Wisconsin when there was a lot more contact in training camp provided those opportunities.
There were
fights a couple times a week. Now you get it. It was like once a camp maybe.
And even that becomes cliche after a while, right? You get this meta awareness of, oh, wait, we're all waiting for the fight. Oh, man, you know, they're like doubly in the bubble. And you realize that, oh, yeah, everybody else is still at the beach. Everybody's, you know, at cookouts. Nobody's locked into football season. It's a tough go.
You're an hour away in Bourbonnais. Like, you're not in Arizona away from your family. Like, if you have to get back, you're not, you know, taking a 4-hour plane ride or whatever it is.
The flip side to that is you're in Arizona and not here where it's
right.
cold.
I was going to say, are you making a Bourbonnais over Arizona argument right now?
Well, I'm just saying for like Rich has a family.
Yeah.
Like
that's part of it.
For 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah. Right. Responsibilities and you're an adult.
If you're committed to the family, it's very convenient. But if you're in Platteville, Wisconsin, honey, I'll see you on Friday. I'm here for 3 more days. You literally feel like you are at camp because it's not a day trip.
And then your family just becomes the guys at the bar with you every night.
Who's the best bar companion on the Bears beat?
It used to be Zach Zaidman because Zaidman...
Hair color?
Well, that goes without saying. He and I at the bar, I mean, you can imagine the people
work.
That we
just
attract
swatting
over there.
Him
exactly,
away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
And Zaidman would go to TJ Donlin's all the time. He loved it because back when Lovie Smith was there and he didn't hold players to a curfew, this is before my time, that it would be a really great scene in there because the Bears had famous, good players. They had a good team. A lot of people came to Bourbonnais to watch him. And Phil Emery shut all of that down. And Donlin's, I never understood the allure of the place. I still don't understand. I don't go there. But Zaidman, reliably, would still go there, chasing those 2006 glory days and glory nights all the time. So I give my nod to Zaidman.
Too high class for Donlin's, man.
What?
High society.
Yes, it is. What are you guys doing with your 4 hours?
Some of the Zion news. Blackhawks are red hot. Cubs are, more things change, the more they stay the same with them. Bryce Harper, the Sox not pursuing him. Pretty much the stories of the day. And I'm sure we'll touch on a little bit of Bears, because why the hell not?
Combine starts Wednesday. We'll get Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy on Wednesday. And there's a lot to get to with those guys for an offseason with a really different dynamic, like we said, from the last few. A lot of expectations, not as many needs. We can sharpen our focus a little bit. It'll be an interesting week in Indianapolis next week.
We had one guest today. It was Stu Grimson from NHL Network, the former Hawks tough guy, who happens to absolutely love Tom Wilson of the Washington Capitals, Rich's hometown squad, the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. No surprise, Grimson is a Willie fan. He played that way. He just didn't have the skill set.
Is it wrong that I'll just put it on the DVR every now and then and just watch the end of Game 5 again?
I still have the 2010 Game 6. Good. I'm still waiting to see the puck go across the line behind Michael Layton. It never does. Where did it go?
Tom Wilson is the guy that you love if he's on your team and you hate if he's not. And they're those guys in every sport.
Of course.
You know, in hockey, they're probably a little bit deeper characters because of just the element of the dirtiness that can be in that sport. And Tom Wilson is absolutely that guy.
I love him. I love him. He's fast. I can't keep my eyes off of him when he's on the ice. And Hawks defenseman, not wanting to go too close to him. There's good reason for that. Get some sleep tonight, Parkins.
I got a text from my wife that said she heard what we were talking about training camp and the family and stuff.
Oh.
Already
in trouble. That's what radio will do to you, man.
That's right.
I know.
That's what it'll do to you. Yeah, 16 of the last 29 hours I've been on this radio station. That's almost too much even for me.
Give yourself a break. And the listeners as well.
Yeah, trust me. They need
one. Most importantly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we do it for. But have fun, boys. I'm looking forward to listening.
Thanks, guys.
That's Rich Campbell, Nick Shepkowski. Shep, of course, our executive producer. Chris Tannehill, great work. Shane Reardon, I know you were very helpful today as well. See you tomorrow, buddy.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to go scour the streets for Yao Ming jerseys.
Perfect.
Jason Hayward tomorrow, early in the show.
That's right. Jason Hayward on the show tomorrow from Cubs camp. He's Dan McNeil. I'm Danny Parkins. That makes us McNeil and Parkins. That also makes this The Score.
It was great radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.